Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley, just say that one more time. With me, co-hosting today, is Lloyd Griffith, our resident Wales fan.
Still not happy about that.
No?
No, still not happy about that at all.
How are you feeling?
I am hungover.
Yeah?
Very hungover from watching the England game, and obviously celebrating the Wales win as well, which I was doing.
Yeah, it was double, wasn't it?
Yeah, double bubble for me.
Yeah.
What can I say? My team are top of the league. Yep. Where are yours, mate?
So what we got coming up on the show?
Coming up on the show, we'll be speaking to Gordon Smart up in Scotland to hear how the Euros have gone down north of the border. We'll be playing James's new feature called Celebrity Roulette. And we'll find out how the first few days of the tournament have affected our Euro dream teams and who's top of our podcast league. I watched the game in the pub last night and got quite drunk. Obviously, yeah. You know, hashtag drink responsibly.
Yeah.
But I was battered.
But that's an occasion to drink, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
An international tournament.
Yeah, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm in my late 20s.
I watched it at home. I was quite tired. I was filming yesterday. They made us start an hour earlier so we could finish and get home to watch the game. By the time the game was sort of winding down, I was quite tired. As it got to the 90th minute, I was like, brilliant.
Yeah.
Nice, in the bag. Started tidying up,
put my...
Yeah, just, you know, because of the crap that I accumulate. Does anyone else get this?
No,
don't you know. Accumulate crap when you're watching football?
No.
Just crisp packets and things like that. And
Because
I like to have a little nibble.
What crisps were you eating?
It was actually Quavers. They were the kids. Took them, yeah. I'm not a Quaver fan, actually. I love to plug stuff if I like them to try and get free stuff, Bulmers. But I'm not a massive Quaver fan. I think they taste like feet. So, yeah, I started sort of gearing up for bed.
You sound like a 50-year-old man.
That's how I live my life.
Put me slippers on.
Literally, yeah.
You put the heated blanket on.
I was all ready for bed.
Yep.
I thought the game was done and dusted.
Yeah.
Bosh, that absolute. And it was. It did literally feel like a stab in the back
because
I was facing the wrong way from the television at the time. I heard the noise and I turned round. It took me a while to turn around, actually. It took me a couple of seconds.
Because you're 50?
Yeah, because I'm old. No, because I didn't want to turn around because I knew what had happened. And the only thing that worries me, because I enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, it looked really positive.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of attacking going on.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. It wasn't boring. That's why that goal was like a double sucker punch, because it's like, oh, we even played well.
Yeah.
We didn't win. Can you blame Smalling for the goal a little bit?
No, I think you can blame Milner.
Milner. Okay.
And I think you have to blame Roy Hodgson for putting up Milner on.
Right.
So he started with Lallana.
I thought Vardy over Lallana.
Yeah, absolutely. Goal
but
scorer.
I didn't think Lallana was that bad.
No. So then I ate my words. I thought Lallana had a really good game. I thought he had a really good game. The only problem is, I thought that we were playing so well. And for the first time in ages, you go, oh, this is an England team, we've got no fear. Like,
yeah.
The way that Ali was playing in the middle, Dyer, I thought was exceptional. Everyone was slagging Rooney off all week, and then that game he had yesterday I thought was brilliant.
Yes.
But the issue was, we didn't score. It took a set piece for us to open the scoring.
Yeah, it was the first game in a tournament, a baptism, for those young guns,
yeah.
For those fearless young guns. For those guys that we look at and we go, well, they've got no fear. They don't know disappointment yet.
Yeah.
They're just going to go out there and have fun.
Give it
a
couple of weeks.
They're instantly disappointed.
Yeah. And then Harry Kane was taking the corners as well.
That was bizarre, wasn't it?
He was
doing them rubbishly.
Yeah, those little short ones that he kept doing. And he's the tallest player on the pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, why isn't he in the box?
And also, he quite likes to score goals if the last two seasons are anything to go by.
Yeah, so it was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was excited about the way they played, though, because it was just really nice passing football. And it looked sexy. The only thing is we didn't score as many goals as we'd have liked to have done. Obviously, it was a bit of a stab in the back, conceding late as we did.
It was a real blow, wasn't it?
It was.
Just the timing it was and how well we'd been playing.
It was. We were in the pub, and when they equalised, the whole pub just were like, just silent, yeah. just so angry.
Yeah.
And I had I was drinking an espresso martini at the time, so I looked really like laddie and angry. I mean, just slamming my espresso martini down. Oh, come on, Roy.
You made me spill my martini.
You idiot. I've got palpitations for no reason.
The one or two rumblings that have been going about have been around the manager.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything last night that has made anyone change their opinion or feel more confident with Roy.
I think that his starting selection, I questioned. I don't know any words because I thought they played really well. So Lallana, it wouldn't be in my first 11, but he did a really good job. Maybe there's a reason why he's in the job, and you know I'm morbidly obese. But then the decisions that he made during the game, you kind of go, yeah, Roy.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop eating Doritos, and I am going to become England manager.
See on Twitter, there's a bloke called @Woy.
@Woy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it
@WOY?
Is it a parody?
No. He's just a bloke. He's American. Thank you, Gunther. And he sent a tweet out saying something like, "I don't know what's going on, but I'm having a lot of angry England football fans tweeting me."
One thing we do learn from that is that Americans quick on the social media thing, aren't they?
They're all over it, aren't they?
Yeah. As in, you know, getting there @Woy.
Somebody, there's an @James Buckley. He's American. He tried to sell me his Twitter name. How he got much? In contact with me.
How much?
Hold on, let me.
Here we go.
I've got the actual messages here.
So what are you, James_Buckley?
I'm James_Buckley, because this bloke took James Buckley. Here he is. James Buckley. "Hi, James. You have an excellent name as well."
God.
He said, "I occasionally get tweets that are supposed to get to you, but end up going to me. I usually inform people when this happens, though I really don't use Twitter very much. Brackets, I'm old and uncool." I'm like, all right, yeah, well, I can relate to that. "So I figured since you're a public figure, you might want to have control of your brand by taking my Twitter handle." Don't have a brand. I don't care about that.
Brand
sort of
Buckley.
Yeah, I know, yeah. "I'm a father for a lovely 3-year-old.
Put her through school and university.
And as such, need money." And I'm like, all right.
God.
So there I start. There, I'm not thinking, oh, I feel sorry for you. I'm thinking, you're trying to play that card on me now. yeah? Trying to put that on my conscience. Go on then, let's hear it. "So if you have any interest, I'm hoping to get $3,500 for it. Considering it's a perfect match and my sole market is you." Right, so there you go. Like, he's already done himself a bit of damage there, because I'm his sole market.
Yeah.
There's no one else after that name. So I put, "Hi, James, thanks for reaching out. I'm afraid the most I thought you were asking for would be maybe $200. For $3,500, it's not worth it at all, I'm afraid. Basically, I'm sorry. I feel I've let our name down. If only you were born Kanye West. I know how expensive kids are. I have a couple of the little soul suckers. Really appreciate you thinking of me. Sorry I couldn't buy it off you this time, Jay." And then he come back with, "I could go down to $2,500.
There's a Welsh bloke called Lloyd Griffiths, and everyone sticks an S on the end of my name. So he gets a load of stuff, and I tweeted him saying, "I'm really sorry." But also, I've seen that quite a few people have been following you, like BBC Three and Channel 4. Do you mind just messaging them and saying they got the wrong one, and I got nothing back from him?
Right.
And I think
Are you verified on Twitter?
What does that mean? Blue tick?
Blue tick.
No, not yet.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, I've only got... I think I'm not even on 10,000 followers yet, mate.
There's some people who just turn up on Twitter one day and they're blue ticked and stuff.
Well, maybe if Twitter are listening. Are they listening? Gunther, can you sort that out? Can I have a blue tick for next week? He's put his thumbs up. I mean, that is quite a big task, mate. Do you reckon he can do it?
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how you do it.
It's time now for a new feature on the Dream Team podcast. It's time for Scotch Corner.
Wow.
I don't know how that's going to go down.
That is stereotyping at its best, isn't it?
Do you like your theme music on?
No, I don't.
Gunther's crying.
So Wikipedia describes Scotch Corner as an important junction off the A1 and A66. I've been there many a time. Mm-hmm. But on this podcast, it's where we hear what's going on in Scottish football. The deputy editor of The Sun, Gordon Smart, is in Scotland right now. Hello, Gordon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What time is it where you are right now?
We know there's a big time difference. It's exactly the same time as where you are right now.
Oh, OK. So, yeah, Scotland aren't at Euro 2016. You probably know that by now.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Scottish football right now, Gordon?
I tell you, it's actually a really exciting time for Scottish football. We've got Joey Barton signing for Rangers, Brendan Rodgers managing Celtic, and Neil Lennon taking over at my team, Hibs. So in the Sunday papers today, in the Scottish Sun on Sunday, Joey Barton started a fight with Scott Brown, which will probably end up in jail.
He wants to be careful. he's an Englishman trying to slag off Celtic, playing for Rangers.
I think there's probably a good bet in how many red cards Joey Barton gets this season. I would say, I reckon 4 would be a good bet.
I think he might not have to live in Scotland. I think he'd have to commute over the border every day.
Yeah.
Smuggled in if he keeps trying to wind everyone up, so.
It's going to be lively, put it that way. I think Rangers fans will welcome him with open arms. I think the newspapers will welcome him because it will make life very, very lively and interesting. So probably put on some sales. Football-wise, I think he's actually a pretty good player, Joey Barton. Bearing in mind, Burnley got promoted, he could have stayed and taken a big salary. So it's quite an interesting decision, isn't it, for Joey Barton to come up here?
I think he does, you know, when he moved to France as well, no one really saw that happening, did they? And then all of a sudden he went to France and started getting all cultured.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, I'd love to have a dinner with him.
Have a pint with him. Only one, though. I wouldn't want to see him drunk.
I don't think he'll go for it. I think he'd want to go for dinner.
Do you reckon?
I don't think he'd have a pint. I think he'd want to go for dinner.
Where's Joey Barton go for dinner?
He'd want to go to Hawksmoor.
I love Hawksmoor.
Yeah, I think that's where he'd want to go.
He used to go to McDonald's, but then something bad happened there.
Do you think he'll do an accent?
Steve McLaren Dutch.
Well, no, he did it.
He did his French accent, didn't he?
Yeah. The thing is, we play very good football here. Like with the Scouse guy doing a thing. The thing is, we played well, very good football.
Talk about Neil Lennon. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about
that.
Is that
good?
It's a big name.
Yeah.
Well, Hibs have got this. We're famous. Actually, there's a campaign at the moment to get a word in the dictionary called Hibsing It, right? If you Hibs it. Which is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And Neil Lennon is the kind of man, he's a born winner, isn't he? If anybody could toughen up a soft underbelly, he's the man.
Again, he's someone that I'd be quite scared of in a pub, but I'd like to have dinner with him.
His eyes are ginger.
he's another person as well that, like, for everyone involved, for everyone's safety, I would have said, don't have him... go anywhere near Celtic or Rangers.
Well, this is the best thing. You know, the two teams that hate Neil Lennon the most are Hearts and Rangers, and now he manages Hibs. So, with recent history with Rangers and our long-term history with Hearts, I don't know if you remember, Neil Lennon was attacked in the dugout when he was managing Celtic against Hearts at Tynecastle. So it's going to be a busy time for Police Scotland in the next season.
But he's the most Scottish-looking man I think I've ever seen, isn't he?
Oh, like, Gordon,
I don't think you look Scottish. I think I'd say Salford area of Manchester.
Thanks.
But if you look at Neil Lennon, you go Scotland, definitely. Yeah. Park bench, Scottish.
Okay, so we're gonna do a new game that I came up with, that I asked you about, Gordon. You said you were up for it. Because last week you regaled with the tale of Danny Dyer's ball bag and Roberto Carlos's cock. It will probably... It doesn't have to be genital-based. But we're gonna... You know everyone. You know absolutely everyone. You're the go-to guy for... Well, it's your job. To sort of, you're like a less evil Piers Morgan. And so we're gonna play a game called Celebrity Roulette.
Do it.
We're going to come up with a random celebrity and ask if you've got an anecdote about them.
That'd be great. I'd love to have a gravestone with the less evil Piers Morgan lies here when it eventually happens.
I've got a mate in Grimsby who could sort that out, actually. So, should we spin that wheel?
Oh, yeah, Gunther, we've got a wheel, so we're going to pick a random celebrity. Gunther, please spin the wheel.
Big wheel.
Yes.
6 foot tall.
It's the London Eye. Naomi Campbell.
Of got a good Naomi Campbell story for you.
All right, that's good.
So about 3 years ago, I got asked to do one episode of the model search, The Face, and it had three beautiful supermodels who had a team each of wannabe supermodels, and they had to do a series of challenges.
Is it like X Factor, but for models?
Yeah, that's right. Pretty much it. It's like okay. Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model, but for Sky. And it was Erin O'Connor, Naomi Campbell, and Caroline, I can't remember her surname, but she was beautiful. Uh-huh.
Quentin.
No, neither of them. Naomi Campbell was one of the judges, and a very embarrassing thing happened, because she came in and sat down in a director's chair, and it broke, and she fell on her backside. And I've never seen fury unleashed like the fury from Naomi Campbell when her seat broke.
I can imagine Naomi Campbell being like that scene in what's the football factory?
Yeah, what's that film about the football factory? I use football factory, mate.
You know where he's going? You mugging me off in front of my pals. Yeah, I can imagine Naomi Campbell being the supermodel equivalent to that.
I'm not sure who I'd be more scared of: Naomi Campbell, Neil Lennon, or Joey Barton.
She's an intimidating woman. I have to give you that. Like, she is. She changes the temperature of a room when she comes in.
She's known for being violent. Not violent, but like tasty.
She's known for being violent. Yeah. She scratched some bloke or something.
Where did you watch the football last night, Gordon?
I watched a little bit of it at home, and I listened to the rest on Radio 5 Live.
Old school.
Which is a lovely way to enjoy the football, I have to say. Like, although Clive Tilsley on the telly was driving me insane last night.
Adverts were getting on my nerves last night, and now we're going to cut to an advert.
Didn't he say bang when Eric Dyer scored? Oh. He said bang. Eric Dyer scored bang.
That was liquid football.
turned into Barry Scott. Sell it bang.
He said last night at the end of the game, he said, well, England clearly.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They did enough to win that game. Well, they clearly haven't done enough to win that game because they didn't win.
Glenn Hoddle last night, he invented a new word. He said out-possessioned. Out-possessioned. I just said it. Oh. And the lady, that, and I'm not, you know, the lady that he was doing it with, oh, what's the lady's name? Do you know Gunther, who was on ITV? And she was wearing...
Sunburn.
James Buckley's words. Not the words of feminist Lloyd Griffiths. Jackie Oatley. She was wearing like a blue dress, and she looked obviously lovely. But sexist. There's a few times where she looked like a nurse in scrubs.
Again, sexist.
No, it's not.
So you're
digging.
She should be a nurse. No, is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
what's she doing presenting football? Go back to nursing.
That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the outfit that she wore.
Be a nurse. Have kids. Look after kids. And have a period. That's what Lloyd Griffith is saying on this podcast. Put that in your paper, Gordon.
So if I could get verified on Twitter, that'd be brilliant. Just so I can say these views and they aren't actually mine. But she looked like she was wearing like a doctor's outfit. No Vardy last night, no Rashford. What were you surprised by that, Gordon?
I was a bit, actually, because he brought Rooney off, didn't he?
Yes.
And put on Boren James Milner. I think you're right. I think Vardy is. You've got to give him a go, haven't you?
Yeah.
Especially against Wales, where they've got three at the back, haven't they? You might just trouble them by playing three dynamic blokes up front. But
exactly.
Yeah. Harry Kane wasn't. I agree with this big argument that's going on, by the way, that Harry Kane shouldn't be taking the corner.
He shouldn't be taking corners.
I don't think it's an argument, is it?
No, it was like,
it's just everyone agreeing on the same thing. It's Dreams in Europe time. It's Dream Team Europe time. It's everyone's favourite fantasy football game, Euro Dream Team. It's back for Euro 2016. I'm not reading this, by the way. This is all coming out.
It sounds really good, mate. Isn't it? Good at riffing, aren't you?
There's $100,000 worth of potential prize money up for grabs.
Oh, yes, please.
Gordon Lloyd and I have all entered our teams. Gordon, what's your team name?
Sven Gordon Eriksson.
Yeah, you were adamant on that one last week, wasn't you? You weren't going to change. It's good. It's perfect, isn't it?
I think it's a good name, yeah.
Lloyd, what did you go with?
I went with Fat Matter.
Yeah. that's good.
But I'm really annoyed because I did it and I entered it and I said to my housemate, oh, my team name's Fat Matter. And he was like, why don't you call it Matter of Fat? And I just thought, that's such a better name. So I nearly re-registered with my Gmail account, did it again. But I didn't have time because I've been so busy because I'm in demand.
I had the same problem as well because my go-to name is Buckley's Ball Boys. That was my dream team name for the league, for the season. And I think Gunther just thought that's what I was going to go with again. And Gunther arranged it all for me. Because I'm busy. I'm a busy guy.
Unbelievable.
Busy guy. And then I emailed him saying, look, I've come up with some other names. But they weren't that good either, were they? Rooney Deep in Clunge.
Oh my
God.
It's such an in-betweeners.
A little in-betweeners, sir.
Such an in-betweeners, though.
Kissed by a Danny Rose on the Grey. Was another one.
That is amazing.
But it is, but mine's Buckley's Ball Boys. We've gone with that. So, stuck with it again. At the time we're recording this, Gordon and I are sat just inside the top 50 in the Dream Team Podcast League. That's not good enough. Gordon's got a couple more points than me. But Lloyd.
Yes.
You are flying the flag for this podcast.
Thank you.
Fat Matter, a joint fourth.
Yeah. Wow. I'm doing pretty well, aren't I?
That's good.
I'm not saying I should have the England manager's job, but...
Yeah. Well, you were earlier.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, put me in the mix for it.
It's pretty much down to Payet, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got Payet.
He's been the best player so far, hasn't he?
I'm so sick about that, because I was toying between Kabaye and Payet. And I read something in the Times that said Kabaye would start and Payet wouldn't. So I blame the Times.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Top of the podcast league is Gary Precious. Good name, Gary. And his team, Worthless.
The irony there.
Yeah, exactly.
Worth quite a lot, Gaz. I looked at Gary's team on the way here. He had Payet, Modric and Giroud in his team. So that's why he's doing so well.
Wow.
Do you reckon Gary Precious is his real name? Or is he just a really big Lord of the Rings fan?
Oh, right, because of the ring.
Yeah. I met Peter Jackson a couple of months ago.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I hate Lord of the Rings.
Did you open with that?
I think it's fucking nonsense.
Hello, mate, I hate Lord of the Rings.
I'm never going to say that to Peter Jackson.
No.
We've got, like, a mutual friend, and he introduced me to Peter Jackson. And I was in America at the time, and I think my friend thought that he was doing me a favour. He was like, well, you're an actor, I'll introduce you to this director. And he sort of went... This is my friend, James. He's an actor. And Peter Jackson did a sort of Alan Partridge shrug. And I said to him, oh, nice to meet you, mate. How's it going? Because that's how I like to talk to people.
Yeah. Earthy.
And he said, yeah, it's good, thanks.
And that was it.
And then there was a silence for a while, and I was thinking, fuck, I need to say something, because this is awkward. So the silence is going... so long that I'm thinking this in real time. It's not conceptual. I'm thinking it in sentences, going, this is really awkward. I need to say something. Should I say... The only thing I know about this guy is he did Lord of the Rings. Should I say, really like Lord of the Rings?
But then you got nothing to back
and
it
then
up
I, And then I thought, in fact, fuck it. So I stood there in the silence with him. So we both just stood there. And I walked off. That's how much I hate Lord of the Rings.
I got asked to audition for Lord of the Rings. And
I auditioned for The Hobbit.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Because I'm a comedian, but I've also got incredible acting range, if anyone listening is a director or, you know, wants to put me in a film or something.
Is no one listening?
Okay. And it was to be one of the, like, the orcs, or, like, one of the ugly ones, like a non-speaking part, just a...
Yeah. Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. Oh. I didn't even get that.
Fuck. Oh, well, you can hate Lord of the Rings with me, then.
Yeah, I will be.
All right, we better let Gordon go, because he's busier than... He's got an actual job, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a job. He wears a suit.
He wears a tie.
Yeah.
He's got kids' bedtime to do. That's what I've got.
What time do your kids go to bed?
I try to get them to bed for 7:30.
Fuck me. Do they do it?
No.
No.
They normally stay up drinking 10 until about midnight.
they're over the park with White Lightning. No,
Jimmy's just popped his head in the door, actually, so he might be making his debut on the podcast here.
Is he going to come on and speak?
Jimmy, can you come and say something to James Buckley and Lloyd on the radio? Could you say, James, Crystal Palace or rubbish?
James, Crystal Palace or rubbish?
Yep.
There we go, that's my boy.
Good lad.
And say, Lloyd, you're my favourite Welshman.
Lloyd, you're my favourite Welshman.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Oh, bless him.
There we go, that's him. Now go to your bed.
Okay, Lloyd, this is your section.
Thank you.
Of the podcast.
Which bit?
The Wales section.
Yeah.
Lloyd's Wales section.
Oh, we did really well yesterday. Obviously, a bit of a shock just minutes before, well, not minutes, but hours before. Wayne Hennessy, the Welsh goalkeeper, very talented man.
And Crystal Palace goalkeeper.
And Crystal Palace goalkeeper. Got a back spasm and, as such, couldn't go in goal. So they had Danny Ward, who is also the name of a very good comedian, mate of mine. But yeah, Danny Ward, Liverpool, third choice, I think, or second or third choice. Hasn't played a competitive game for Wales. Went in, did all right. Wasn't really challenged that much, I don't think. Gareth Bale scored the opening goal from a quick free kick. He scored a quick free kick. He's very good at free quicks. He scored a free quick, and
that's quite funny. I don't know why.
the goalkeeper, I would have saved that.
Yeah, that was bad goalkeeping.
It was like bad goalkeeping.
It was the exact height you would love it,
And also pace as well. It wasn't like. He just wasn't looking, and then all of a sudden, he dived, and he kind of like dived whilst standing. He like dived, but without moving. It was quite interesting. And then
his weight was on the other leg, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the other team scored, and then what's his chops? Keanu Reeves. No, what's his name?
Keanu Reeves
scored the winner with a scuffed shot. But Wales, we're top of the group, which is really good. And my second team, England, are second in the league.
Yes, joint second, I guess.
Joint second with Russia, the naughty, naughty boys. I'm going to be split on Thursday, whenever we play next Thursday, isn't it? When England play Wales, I'm going to have to...
Is that the 2 o'clock game?
Yeah.
So I'm working at the moment.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. I'm working in the studio. Uh-huh. Working at Pinewood Studio.
Oh, mate.
All the Star Wars lot are milling about. It's quite fun.
Are they actually?
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Wow.
And they said we're going to have the game on a screen.
Yeah.
On the side of the set.
Yeah.
I said no.
What?
I said no.
Why?
I said I don't want that screen on. I will find it too distracting. I won't be able to work. And I don't think these people will either. So you can imagine how popular I am.
The most hated man in showbiz.
But it's true. There's no way I'm going to... Like, people who have seen my work...
Yeah.
...will understand where I'm coming from. I find it difficult in any circumstances.
Even now.
Yeah. Like, I find my... I'm not good at my job. Everyone knows that. So if I've got England playing... It's just going to be like I'm not going to be able to do my job properly.
There's a lot of people saying that people aren't going to turn up for work on Thursday. I think offices should have the ability to say, look, you can have 2 hours to watch the England game, have it on at work, and then make up that 2 hours elsewhere. I mean, doctors and nurses probably should just carry on with operations and stuff like that.
Firemen.
They still need to put out fires, and the police will probably need to be in those pubs. And So there are certain people that should probably still work.
Part of the job, isn't it?
People that run the internet, I think they should probably still work. People that work in television, they should probably still work. People that operate traffic lights, they should probably still work.
Do people operate traffic lights?
I think there's a central thing where
there's
they have to look at...
one person for every junction.
They have to look at certain things. So if your job is important, where lives are at risk, then keep working. If you're an actor or a comedian or a producer...
You can't do it while we're working.
No. Good on you, mate.
Put my foot down.
Good on you. But it might still happen, though.
Not if we're working.
Yeah, good.
Because I won't be able to do it. How can I do it?
Yeah.
How can I act and try and be funny while I'm watching England lose to Wales? Look, I said last week that I think Wales are going to top the group.
Yeah.
But the tournament started now.
Correct.
And it always sucks me. I always start a tournament going, there's no point in even watching it. What's the point of even watching it? We're England. I'll skip this tournament. But no, you watch the first game and you go, oh no, maybe we'll win it. So I think England are going to win.
I think it'll be a really, really, really interesting game. I think it'll be nice. The anthems are going to kick off.
Yeah.
The Welsh anthem yesterday was
incredible. I think it's going to be a more enjoyable game if you go in to see it.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of trouble last night.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
Which is a shame. And it's a shame that that's marring the competition at the moment.
I might go. Can I still get a ticket, do you reckon? Nah, it's probably... If anyone's listening and wants to take me, I'll pay. Do I mean that?
For what?
I don't know. Let's talk about that. DM me on my new verified account that Gunther's sorting. And my DMs are open. Slide into them and I'll pay for us to go to France.
If you've got some tickets, some box tickets or anything like that.
If you've got a private jet...
Yeah.
Let me know.
Get in contact with at Lloyd Griffiths.
No S. And, the little Welsh bloke with his BBC 3 following.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think England will win it. I think it'll be 3-1, but I think it'll be a tasty game. I think Gareth Bale, my boy, will score. But I think that
I don't think Gareth Bale will score.
Okay. Well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, mate. You ask me and I'm telling you. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I feel like one of your kids.
Okay, so we need to say goodbye because Lloyd's got to go to his charity gig.
I'm such a great guy, aren't I?
Idiot. You're an idiot, mate. Okay. You're getting paid for it?
No.
No, stupid, see?
Yeah.
If you're listening on iTunes, hit that subscribe button. I've heard something. I don't know if this works. If you already subscribe to us, unsubscribe to us.
And then subscribe again.
And then subscribe again.
I'm going to do it when I get home.
Yeah, if you do unsubscribe, please do subscribe again.
Yeah. Don't leave us.
Yeah, don't leave us.
We need this.
We'll be back next week when Wales and England, or England and Wales, will be getting ready for their final group games. Now, that could be interesting, couldn't it?
Yep, both good teams who I support.
Yes, you'll be happy either way, won't you?
I'll be happy either way, mate, but I would like England to go through.
Shh.
What?
You're supposed to be Welsh.
I would absolutely love England to go through, yeah?
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll see you then.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
I'm feeling
as everybody knows, and I think everybody does know, I am a goalkeeper, a pretty incredible goalkeeper. Mm. If you want to have a look at my showreel, it's online, youtube.com/Lloyd Griffiths. So I've got my eyes on the men between the sticks at the tournament. Greatness recognises greatness.
Yes, it does. Yeah, great. Gods recognise gods. What did Conor McGregor say? That was quite good. Me and Jesus are cool. I'm cool with all the gods. Gods recognise gods.
I mean, that is amazing. That's going to go down as a quote forever, isn't it?
I find him fascinating.
He's amazing.
I find those kind of people that are so tunnel visioned, they're so focused on what they want and how they're going to get it, and also be really, really good at what they do. Like the dedication. Because I'm the complete opposite.
I don't sound arrogant or come across as deluded, but I see myself a lot like Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I do. I thought you were Conor McGregor.
In more ways, like in ability, fighting ability, but also like, if I want something, I will get it.
Yeah.
And that is why Gunther's going to get me that blue tick on Twitter. Conor McGregor's Instagram account is my favourite thing of all time.
I love him. I've fallen in love with him.
Basking in the fruits. Have you seen that one, that picture of him in white?
Yeah, it takes a fat wallet and a big nutsack to pull off white.
I think it's the greatest Instagram photo and comment of all time.
I want to meet him
so much. I nearly did. So I did this thing for EA, Spencer FC's bench warmers, and there was a small chance that Conor McGregor might have been on it. And obviously I went mental. And
the thing is, it never
happened.
If I found out that Conor McGregor like watched The Inbetweeners or something, I would go mental.
Tweet him, ask him. Say, hello, mate, do you watch The
Inbetweeners? I tweet him all the time.
Do you?
Honestly, yeah. I'm pathetic.
I tweet Peter Schmeichel quite a lot. But then, you know.
Different. I don't think I can't imagine Conor McGregor takes the time out of, you know, he's one of the most committed men to what he does. I don't think he has spare time to watch old Inbetweeners episodes.
What would you do if he said,
by the way, I love the Inbetweeners? I'd
retire.
Yeah, that's it. You'd never see me again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.